Welcome to the Disneyland Forever podcast, your source for all things from the happiest place on earth. For more updates, make sure that you follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Disneyland Forever, and you can check out our website, disneylandforever.com. Hi there.
Guten Tag.
It's Jordan.
And Daniel.
And I don't... Guten Tag. Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's German.
I know.
It's a language.
I know. I just don't know where that came from. That's all.
Germany. Just go on.
Oh, I'm just enjoying our false spring that we have going on right now.
Thankfully it was warmer today.
We say false spring because we also already know in the weather that it's not going
to
last.
Yep, it's supposed to snow again.
So, woohoo. That's all going to be really, really fun for us later. I don't know about you, I keep wishing that we were at Disneyland sooner than we are, and even though we were just there like a month ago.
I don't know, I'm kind of Disneylanded out.
And that is the series finale of this podcast.
Bye!
I don't know, it just keeps being on my mind that I wish we were back there. I don't know why. Well, I do know why, but why it's more prevalent than normal. I'll put it that way. So today we want to talk about, like, cast members. Because I think it's important, especially lately I've heard a lot of things from different people and read things online that say different things about them, and I just want to give them kind of the credit they deserve and also kind of give you some advice to really make sure that your interactions with them are as positive as possible, because, well, we'll get into that. So, all things cast members. But before we do that, we have another review.
We do, from Mishy Marie 691. Hopefully I said that right.
I'm always worried that we're not saying the right.
I know. You can correct us on Instagram if you want. They said Disneyland 101, 101. Is that like binary code?
No, I believe that means Disneyland 101.
Introduction.
In my college, it would have been 1010.
Yeah, well, you went to a weird college.
No, I think it was normal.
They said, I'm a WDW local and pass holder taking my very first trip to Disneyland/DCA later this year, and I'm so happy I found this podcast. Jordan and Daniel are a pleasure to listen to and provide such great info to help me prepare for my trip. My favorite episodes are The Floridian's Guide to Disneyland, as I didn't realize there were so many differences between WDW and Disneyland. Thank you for creating this podcast, as it has become my Disneyland 101 guide. Well, you're welcome.
A lot of people don't realize how many differences there are. They always think that, and I think another thing is that people don't give Disneyland credit that it's more, they always think, well, Disney World is the complicated one and Disneyland's the easy one. I'm like, no, they're just different.
Yeah.
They're very different. So,
well, Disney World is freakishly huge, but that.
Yeah. But you have to know what's different about them. So I'm glad that it's been helpful for people.
Yeah.
I'm really happy that people are getting something out of it. And I hope if your trip has already happened, I hope that it was great.
They said later this year. So
I know it wasn't like it was that all that long ago that they left it, but you never know. You never know. So hopefully everything's still going well with that. But thank you so much. We appreciate it. We love reading these reviews. We love when you guys send them, and they're a great way to help us out because it like kind of tells the algorithm that it should suggest this to other people.
Yes.
So we really appreciate that.
And we hope you love Disneyland, because we do.
Yes. And so another reminder that if you haven't done so, you can leave us a rating on Apple or Audible or Spotify. And you can also leave us a 5-star review on
you
Apple.
Said it
I
right.
know how to do it.
Yeah, but you don't.
that doesn't mean I don't know how. Just haven't.
You just don't do it. Today you did.
Hey, for all fairness, I think it's like 70% of the time I'm doing it right. You just notice the 30% I don't do it right.
That's what I do for you.
I know, all
notice
the time.
Notice the wrongness.
Yeah, basically. So thank you guys. We appreciate that. We have only a few news things. There's a couple of them that I actually don't have. Actually, most of them. I don't have any answer. No, none of them. None of them we have definitive answers. They're news stories that we just wish we actually understood more about, but we don't. So first one I just recently found out about is apparently for the Season of the Force, which starts very, very soon at Disneyland.
Next week, I think.
No, I think it's this week. I think it actually might be Friday. I think it starts April 5th. Anyway, so...
I will look it up as you discuss.
I know. People can tell that. So they've added a scavenger hunt on the list of things that they're doing. There's no details other than you can start it at the Star Trader and Tomorrowland.
Yeah, starting Friday. You're right.
So we don't know what that means. It says there's going to be like cylinders around that have stuff on them. I don't know. They haven't provided any information. We don't know. I'm sure we'll find out on Friday when people start doing it.
I guess.
But I didn't know. Nobody knows what this means. So cool. I guess another activity for Season of the Force. But
is it free or you pay for it like the extravagant? No one knows. No one knows anything.
You pay because I think it says you get something at the end of it. But
you get a free Jawa.
Remember how
home.
I said I don't have answers for any of these.
Oh,
so that's what's even more fun. The next little enigma mystery that we don't understand. The Wonderground Gallery in downtown Disney has been closed for refurbishment. And then randomly, they've seemingly permanently moved the Disney dress shop into what was the Wonderground Gallery.
Oh, okay.
There's a permanent sign outside. Everything's been redone inside for the dress shop. The old dress shop is vacant and is pointing people down to their, quote, new location. But there's no one knows why they made the change, and no one really knows what's happened to the Wonderground Gallery.
Maybe they're swapping?
I don't know. No one knows.
Weird.
And it was a surprise. No one knew that it was coming. So that happened. So that's the other thing. We don't know why.
Is there even going to be a Wonderground Gallery?
I would assume, because it's been really popular.
Yeah.
But there's just no information. They didn't announce anything. They just did it. It was weird. The next thing, this is actually new as of today, so that's why I just mentioned this, because it's nothing, we have literally no information. Disney has been floating this idea of an Avatar experience coming to Disneyland at some point in the future, and today during a shareholders meeting, they shared the very first concept art of this experience.
Which to me just looks like Pandora in Florida.
It doesn't look like that.
It looks similar.
Well, because it's an avatar.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. But it looks big. I'm like, where in the heck are you going to put this?
I don't know what it means, though, because for all I know, this is like supposed to be, it could still be an indoor thing.
Yeah, it could be virtual reality or augmented reality.
We don't know. And everyone's still saying like, oh, it's this land that they're building. They never said land. In fact, they explicitly said, we are not building a land. They said, we are bringing an experience, and we still have, so basically, we don't know what it means, and this concept art has given us no clues.
For all we know, it's one seat, you sit down, and there's just a little bit of a movie, and that's it.
There's something in there that looks like it's a boat ride, but then again, there's no room for a boat ride, so what would that be?
An augmented reality boat ride. They splash water in your face.
I guess.
You sit there
chair. I don't know. And a lot of people, I've seen people just saying, oh, look at all these rides they're going to bring. And oh, it's all so different. Like, we don't know what this means.
Sure.
Like, we have absolutely no idea. They have given no details. So that's why I'm just warning you. For all we know, it could be that it's a whole land with a whole boat ride that they're going to add at Disneyland somewhere. But also, for all we know, it's a painting that they're going to put on a wall. I don't know.
Quite possibly.
We have zero information.
At the shareholders meeting, they also shot down the crazy man, right?
Yeah, if you were following it all, there was a proxy fight that someone, Nelson Peltz, a billionaire, was trying to take over the Disney board.
It did not work.
He lost. So and Bob Iger has...
He is a nut job.
Still
so.
There. Yeah, the Disney family supported Bob Iger. And so luckily, everything is fine. Business will move on as usual.
Yep.
The only thing we have any sort of answers for whatsoever is that this isn't even from Disney. It's kind of from Disney through the Los Angeles Times. The Los Angeles Times is reporting that Disneyland has announced that they are going to be ditching altogether the gas-powered cars at the Autopia. Quote, in the next few years. So this is nothing that's immediate. We can't expect that necessarily. It might not. Probably not going to happen this year, likely won't even happen next year. It's basically Disney is looking into how they can design a ride vehicle that can do everything they need it to do and be super reliable and be electric. And I would assume also they would have to figure out a way to keep those charging while they're on the track.
Maybe some sort of either solar or like the things in the road. Huh?
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe something in the road, but I don't know. I'm sure that's part of it is that they're trying to figure it out.
Yeah. To be honest, I wondered when Honda bought or paid the rights for it, why they didn't do electric, because
right.
They're like Asimo and Bird and futuristic, and now we just have lawnmowers everywhere.
Well, they always, they never, horrible. They actually never changed the cars from the Chevron. thing. They're the exact same cars that have been there for.
I mean, they are reliable. Like those, that kind of an engine that runs your lawnmower and stuff works well. But it, oh my goodness, it smells horrible.
They are fairly fuel efficient.
They are very fuel efficient, but they smell terrible.
Oh yeah. There's a reason. So,
and they still pollute.
Yeah. So in case you're wondering, like, why don't they just switch it over to electric right now? Besides the whole point of they'd have to figure out a way to keep them charged. There's also the fact that they need to be reliable. Disney has spent well over 50 years at the very least figuring out a vehicle for the Autopia that would actually be efficient. And when I say efficient, I don't just mean fuel efficient. I mean, like, it's dependable, that it doesn't break down constantly. Because these cars drive probably hundreds of miles, if not thousands. I don't know how many. I don't know how long.
In their lifetime, probably a few thousand.
In their lifetime, a lot. But I mean, they're just supposed to be utilitarian. They can only go so fast.
Yep.
They have to be able to pull any amount of weight, really, and work very, very simply. And they go through a beating every single day, and they have to be reliable. And so they
You mean the four-year-olds that drive don't treat them perfectly well?
And so they have to do all that now with electric vehicles and try to figure out something that's going to be just as dependable but electric. And Bob Gurr, who is the Imagineer who worked on the original Autopia cars, they actually talked to him about this, and he is very excited, to get rid of the gas-powered cars, just the gas altogether, but also because he said, you know, and it harkens back to what the original idea of the Autopia is. The Autopia in the 50s was supposed to be showcasing this freeway-style road system of the future. And because at the time, it was the future.
Yeah. The interstate system was not a thing.
Wasn't. And so that was kind of why it was in Tomorrowland in the first place. And it's just kind of been there ever since. But even Bob Gurr was like, you know, this would be another way to put the Autopia back into the future, that this would be more exploring the future of travel, where we are moving from gas-powered everything to alternative fuel sources. And like, yeah, this is actually, I'm very, very, very excited, because it is a real big push back into Tomorrowland. So people can't say anymore, why is this here in Tomorrowland?
It is fun, and it's much better than the Tomorrowland Speedway in Walt Disney World. It's very scenic, but I always feel bad for the cast members, because I have asthma, and it just bothers me if I'm even standing in line for more than 20 or 30 minutes. So I can't even imagine.
Yeah. Ugh. So I'm sure they're like, please, fast, sooner than later. So that's we have more answers because we know what's happening. We still don't have a lot of answers because all they said is the next few years. So who knows how long that could be. But it's nice to know that they're working on
it. Yes.
So that's our news. I wish that we had more specifics about things. We do not, because apparently this is just how life is
just
now.
Just vague news time.
Oh, I forgot that there's one other thing. They did release, there's like six more critters in Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Cute.
The names of them. There's like bears and a few other things. I can't remember all of them. It was the place where I usually go to find all the news. I just really realized it forgot to include any of that, but I have seen it. They did more.
Critters for Critter Country.
I still have not heard anyone else saying, oh, I think this is going to be Critter Country. Guys, I'm telling you, I will be the first to admit if I'm wrong, if they say, no, it's going to be part of New Orleans Square. But I'm still going with the fact, I think that we are right, that it's still going to be Critter Country.
We're always right.
Well, you think that. All right. So now let's talk about cast members. And I think that most of you probably already know who these are.
They're the ones who work there.
Yes.
And they call them cast members because it's all part of it's like a theater show. It's like you're going into this world and they are part of the show.
So yeah.
It's a fun way to, I think Target calls their employees cast people too.
I can't remember. So interesting thing, I just kind of want to go over a couple quick, like, fun historical, like, just facts about cast members, which are kind of cool to think about. Originally, in the 1950s, when the park first opened, if you opened a park guide, it wouldn't use the term cast members anywhere. It used the term Disneylanders. And I looked into why, and the reason was partially because that was the term they wanted to use, even though Walt would sometimes call them cast members. As a whole, they would call everyone Disneylanders, mostly because not everyone was an employee of Disneyland. Most of the food and merchandise locations, and even a lot of the attractions in, like, Tomorrowland, were operated by third parties, and so they were not employees of Disney. And so they would just call them Disneylanders because they
people
were
who worked at
people
Disneyland.
Who worked at Disneyland, not necessarily people who worked for Disneyland. Then in the 60s, the change was made that they called it Disneyland employees. Because now the number of Disneyland employees was outnumbering people who just worked there, but were not Disney employees. So they then just started calling it Disneyland employees. And it wasn't until the 70s, about the time that they were putting together Disney University, which I'll talk about later, and were training people to work at Walt Disney World, that they really started to coalesce around the term cast members. It had been around for years. There's some that say that Walt created that term. But it wasn't like Disney's term of choice until the 70s, and it's stuck ever since. Cast members are, besides the fact that they have name tags and are wearing costumes, they're easily identifiable for something that's always called the Disney look, which it's basically the way that they are allowed to groom themselves when they're working. Up until a couple of years ago, it was very, very, very strict. Sideburns couldn't be below the bottom of the ear, which, fun fact, that's why when I was younger and I had sideburns, they went no lower than the bottom of my ear because I was preparing. I literally was preparing myself. hair had to be a natural color. Only women could have earrings and they had to be of a certain size. Men could only have rings, one on each hand. No visible tattoos of any kind on anybody. No beards. Mustaches were okay if they were trimmed. I don't know what's with everyone and mustaches.
This sounds like a certain university I went to.
I know. I don't understand what everyone's obsession is with mustaches. Mustaches are okay, but beards,
they're the devil's work there.
And that didn't change for a very long time. And really, the Disney look came from Walt. It originated from then. This was a way to visually communicate trust to the public, that it had a very, since everyone had this very conservative appearance, they weren't going to get mistaken for carnies at the time, which were known to be seedy and untrustworthy, and that they weren't going to get confused with hippies because, oh no, you know, hippie culture in the 50s and 60s.
Oh, beware.
Oh no. So they just kind of used this as like a shortcut to gain the public trust, that everyone looked just quote unquote normal, what normal and conservative would have been called back then.
I mean, in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, you definitely could pick them out of a crowd
because
as the culture changed for regular folks, and yeah, there was a certain standard they kept.
Yes. That's why if you went to Disneyland a few years ago, like especially pre-COVID, you would have seen a lot of like white armbands on cast members all the time, or they would be wearing long sleeve shirts when it was really hot. And usually it was because they had tattoos and they had to cover them up. In 2021, Disney relaxed a lot of these standards. They still have some standards, but they allow different hair colors. They allow different hairstyles. They allow
more piercings
on anybody. They allow more tattoos. They have to be appropriate tattoos. Some tattoos still have to be covered up. Depending on the content.
Yes, there's like a swear word or,
or nudity or anything like that. Bad. Those are still not okay, but just having a tattoo is not necessarily a problem. And you know, cast members have welcomed that with open arms because really it's just a sign of, it's not a matter, people now associate when you have that name tag on that you are someone who can't be trusted. It doesn't matter so much how they look. It's more about the fact that they've earned this badge.
And they all have uniforms anyway, so.
Yeah, but I think it also came down to I really do think it comes down to, they used to require what they looked like to be able to tell if they trusted them. Now they just know, you're a Disney employee, I trust you.
Yeah.
So that's what it really comes down to. So cast members, they've been getting a lot of grief lately, especially since COVID, that people, I always hear people say cast members aren't as happy as they used to be. They're not as good as they used to be. And I'm not going to sit here and say, I think you're all wrong, because I do think that they're not as happy as they used to be.
It depends. Yeah, there's maybe like a global,
like on the whole,
decreased morale.
But I don't think that's just because, some people like to say that's because, or they imply that it's because Disney is like lowering their standards for hiring, or that the cast members just don't care anymore. I argue, because of what I've seen, the guests have just gotten so much worse since COVID.
It's pretty bad. Well, and so, yeah, I mean, I've had some of the times when we go to like certain stores, maybe some restaurants. They're not like the peppiest on the planet. But have you ever been to a Subway? Have you ever been to a Wendy's or a McDonald's? Sometimes some of the workers there are also not peppy or happy or even like talk to you or say hi. So I think on the whole, maybe there's a little drop, but like 95% of the time, the cast members are so nice and so like peppier than you would expect for that kind of a situation, especially if they're getting yelled at or something.
I've heard from people, like from cast members, I've read online and stuff that one of their least favorite things are when people tell them like, smile, you're at the happiest place on earth. And they're like, especially because they're like, sometimes it was just like the one moment I didn't have a smile on my face.
Yeah.
And so then they just feel judged that because I don't have a smile
constantly
on my face at all times, that people just say, well, then you're not doing a very good job.
Because that wouldn't look creepy to just have a perma smile on.
So it's something that I also think we have to give them a little bit of credit. But honestly, dealing with the public for that long can be very, very draining.
Which both of us are in very
customer service related jobs.
So.
And I can tell you, it gets draining. And I don't work at Disney. So I can only imagine what they have to put up with. So I would just say, like, yeah, maybe they don't seem on the whole as much the same as they used to. But I don't think it's because Disney is lowering their standards. I think it's just that
they're getting burned out.
They're getting burned out. And honestly, their pay is not going as far as it used to. So it's really hard for them to be like, this is the best job ever, when it's like, well, I might be enjoying my job, but am I able to afford everything that I need?
Honestly, I think the workers, the ones who are hired, are even slightly better than some of the college program, which I'm not saying college program people are like,
it's hard
bad
to say,
acting,
though.
But they seem like they can accept that it's kind of their college course. And
it's more temporary.
More temporary. But I think,
granted, a lot of times we only really, really notice when they're college program, when they're like training.
Yeah.
And so they're obviously not going to be as good then because they're still learning how to do this.
And they're at Disney World and it's 150 degrees.
And it's just Florida. but it's just something that I want to put out there, and I just kind of want to stand up for cast members. Are all of them fantastic? No. Have we run into somewhere I'm like, wow.
You got on the wrong side of the bed today.
You're having a day, aren't you? Yes, we have. But I would say on the whole, they've been just fabulous still.
There's usually, like, some of the times when we notice that a cast member has just gotten yelled at by someone in line, and we try to kind of lighten the mood, like, you deserve a medal, or weren't they a peach, or something. And just, even though they're still kind of rough with the situation, it helps them a little bit.
Because it helps them know that it's not you.
Yeah.
Other people, we're noticing and validating your feelings.
We would act the same way.
Or so. I would have acted much worse.
Yeah. So, yeah, bless you for not acting out.
I guess I said I was going to mention this and I didn't really. So one of the things about cast members that they have to go through before they're out in the public is they have to go through what's called Disney University. It's where they talk about all the expectations. And it's
you learn to point not with one finger, but with two.
Well, we're not going to sit here and say everything that they're necessarily taught, because it's not like we have done it. But it's just everything.
We do know that.
Well, that's, we don't know it.
That's true.
Well, we do know that they're taught to the point with, anyway, we're not getting into that because it's not like we know all the reasonings behind it. But they are taught everything, and it's a big, it's a lot of information, and it's a lot of expectations that they're supposed to live up to. And again, I'm not saying that every single one does an absolutely perfect job all the time, but I think that the vast majority do. And I do think that a majority of cast members are working there because they want to. Because they
love Disney.
Because they like Disney and they want to be working there for that reason. There are some that I think clearly don't really understand.
Yep.
But I think the majority do. You can tell in the way that they interact with guests. You can tell in the way that they just seem oddly chipper, even though it's like 10 o'clock at night. And you're like, I know you've been doing this like for ages. And you know that you still have hours left to go. And you're still so peppy and so good for you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, the park may, like, say, like, at California Adventure, this says the park closes at 10. Y'all know the cast members aren't home at 10, right? they don't leave
until everyone's gone
for a couple of hours.
Depending on what their job is.
What I've heard is that the general rule of thumb is if it says that the park closes at 10, they probably won't leave until midnight. And if it says midnight, it might not be until, like, 1 or 2 that they're gone. So that's just something to keep in mind as well, that if, like, I made it into the back of this really, really long line before they cut the line off for the end of the night. And the cast members are probably giving you giving you the side eye because they're like, that's that much longer we have to stay.
And that is one reason we postulate that they put the wait times very high at the end of the night. They're like, please don't come in the line.
Okay. So with cast members, here's what generally we have said this many times. Listen to them.
they're telling you stuff because for your safety or just to help things go well.
You mentioned when it gets really busy, you have to deal with
the one-way traffic, and it might be annoying, but just listen to them. Don't be a jerk. So
they're not sitting here telling you this stuff because it brings them so much joy and pleasure to force you to
ruin your
do
day
things
or something. Yeah.
They're doing it because it's the only way to keep things running smoothly.
And it's tried and true. They've been doing this for many, many years. Even if that cast member hasn't, they have a system. They are trained to do that way. So just kind of follow what they do. If you do happen to have a cast member who's extraordinarily rude or just doing something weirdly out of the ordinary, just say, like, can I talk to your manager? Try to be nice about it. And
you
can talk to another cast member.
Yeah, like, you can even just talk to another cast member. You don't even have, if you just don't feel like, I actually personally don't say, let me talk to your manager, because I don't want to have that Karen moment. But I will go find someone else, because sometimes they will suggest, like, oh, you see that person over there? You should go and talk to them. Or sometimes they just will add, maybe you've actually found the manager or something, but just go and talk to another cast member and let them know.
And don't be like, this person was horrible. Just say, like, kind of explain the situation and say, you know, maybe you can help us with this problem that we're having.
And if you really do want to talk to someone, I would say, find some other constructive way to say, I need to speak to your manager. You'd be like, hey,
is there like a supervisor?
Is there a supervisor or a manager that I can talk to? Like, try to be as polite as possible, even though you might be furious, just to help diffuse the situation.
You don't want to make it worse. They are humans.
Don't make it to where even the manager is like, oh my gosh, like, who do I have to deal with right now? Just try to be like, hey, you know, this is what happened. I didn't really appreciate it. I just wanted to let you know about that. And I promise you, it will be taken care of. They will do something about it.
Yeah,
but
this was Disney World, but we were in line for Avatar Flight of Passage when it pretty soon after it had opened. We got there fairly early during extra magic hours, and we had gotten in the line. We knew it would be a long time, but we had lunch reservations at like 11:30 or something, and we had just only barely gotten into the building when it was getting dangerously close to our lunchtime, and we were just freaking out. So we talked to a cast member there, and he was just so curt and rude. He was just like, well, you're just going to have to leave. And we're like, can we like get a fast pass or like talk
to
someone?
Even just to come back to this point in the line?
He's like, no, you have to, you either leave or you stay. And we're like, we have a reservation. Well, it sucks to be you. And we're just like, okay.
We didn't talk to him that many times. No. He literally said two things to us.
Yeah.
But he was very curt about it.
And so we talked to just guest relations later and kind of explained the situation. We didn't say who it was or anything, but
I will say we did not demand anything.
No, we were just trying to explain, and they're like, oh, that does make sense. Like, let's give you a fast pass. So yeah, just be nice and find a solution that could diffuse things and make everyone happy.
So. Yeah. So there's also some things that cast members get that are in recognition of things that they do. So one thing you might notice on their name tag, if you see like this little badge thing, like a little metal badge on their name tag, it will indicate, that is an indicator of how many years they've been at Disneyland. Every 5 years, they get another pin, another badge that indicates that they've been there another 5 years. And it's just like in recognition of their years of service at the company, which is really cool. Usually the ones that have been there a very long time, they're very good. There's a reason that they're still there. And then also it means a great, great deal if you leave a cast compliment, which now is easier than ever to do. We've mentioned it before. You can do it in the app. You go to the little hamburger menu in the Disneyland app and scroll down, and there's an option that says cast compliment. And for any reason, I encourage you to try and find a cast member every day. We should be better about this.
Yes.
And leave a cast compliment for them, because it actually really affects their pay and compensation.
Yeah.
And it really does.
It makes you feel good, and because it kind of brightens your day, like looking out for people who are going above and beyond. So there's I guarantee you that sometime during your whole day, you'll find a cast member who is doing a really good job. And so it would be really awesome to express gratitude for that.
Yeah. I mean, you could say something to them as well, but leaving a cast compliment is even better.
And you don't have to necessarily...
Because it's something that goes right to their management, and then that goes from them directly to... So they know that this cast member has been doing a good job.
Yeah, if you know their name from their name badge, that's best. But you can also just kind of say, like, this person on this shift, they can find out who it is, so...
Yeah, yep. And then the highest... Apparently one of the highest honors that a cast member can get is called the Walt Disney Legacy Award. And these are the cast members that have blue name tags.
Oh, yeah.
Those can only be received by nomination from another cast member.
Hmm.
So other cast members bestow that award on other cast members. So that's why that one's the highest honor, because that's not something that the management has decided to give to you. It's something that other cast members have decided you deserve.
And that seems to be really a lot cool. Of the plaid shirts that have them.
Well, I wonder why.
That's weird.
Plaid vests are usually like the epitome of customer service.
Yep.
But if you do see someone that has a blue name tag, that's what that means, is that other cast members have decided that they have gone above and beyond, that they are a fantastic employee and they deserve that honor. So that's pretty cool. If you see that, just kind of keep an eye open for these things, the cast members, and just generally be nice to them.
Yeah. And it's human nature, and it's a known psychological thing that the more you smile, even if you're not feeling it, like say you're having a bad day, say it's rainy, say your kids just threw up or they're crying or something. The more you smile and just try to be around happy people, it will actually brighten your mood. It's been shown scientifically. So
we're not saying as your child vomits that you're sitting there going like, isn't that wonderful?
Yay, vomit. After the situation.
It's just more like
deal with it.
You could sit there and dwell on it.
Or move on.
Or you could be like, well, that was a fun story we're going to tell later. Just move on, because that's usually how things happen. We have like really terrible days, and then later we're like looking back like, we can laugh on it.
Yep.
So it's sometimes just better to laugh on it sooner than later.
And yeah, try.
And it prevents you from taking it out on the cast members, because they already deal with so much pressure and have to deal with so many people all the time. One less person.
Stress for them is good.
Is even better.
Yep.
So that's why we always try to look out for cast members and try to do the best we can to make their jobs a little bit easier.
Yep.
So that's just something we wanted to share
be
with you guys.
Be nice and give them compliments. And yep. Yeah, it'll all work out for everyone. So
yeah. So I think we're good. So just remember, if you're planning a trip, use our link to buy tickets from our friends or book your trip with our friends at Getaway Today. And it saves you a lot of money, especially with so many things coming up soon with Season of the Force and Pixar Fest. So
yep, whether you need just the hotel or hotels and tickets or hotels, tickets and flights, use them. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Facebook so we can... You can keep track of what we're doing, and we give hot news and tips when they happen.
Not cold news and tips.
Nope,
just hot news. Ones.
Hot news.
And then make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you get the latest episodes as they drop. And you know, if you have if you have success stories from your trip, share those with us on Instagram. We love hearing when things have been going well for you guys on your trips. So. Just throwing that out there.
Jordan religiously looks at the Instagram page, so.
I don't religiously look at it. I have the notifications
turned
on.
Yeah, that's true. I don't.
You do
I
not have I, the notifications I don't turned on. That's the only thing it is. Anyway, I think we're good. So
yeah.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.